Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It is great to have with us in the studio Ellsworth Deputy City Manager Sarah Devlin. Welcome back, Sarah.
Yeah, she's here to talk about a couple of big topics, but before we get to that, we've got to remember to say a big thank you to Downey's Graphics and Printing for supporting City Scene every week, and you can support them if you need business cards, if you need rack cards, if you need, right now they're doing all kinds of printing for seasonal places, menus, I mean, you need it printed, you need signs made, they're going to take care of you. Downey's Graphics and Printing on the Washington Junction Road here in Ellsworth,
where service and quality matter.
So we're going to talk voting right now for the first part, Sarah?
Yes, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me back. Things are really starting to bustle around the city. You'll notice that our parks are opening and our visitors are increasing. But another thing that opened this week was our absentee ballot voting. So the absentee ballot voting will be open from now until June 4th with in-person voting on June 9th. And there are three questions on the local ballot this year, for the summer. We have the school budget, which will be open for voting. We have the process for voting on the school budget, which comes up every few years. And then we also have voting for a charter amendment that would increase the number of library trustees at our public library. So those are the three kind of local initiatives that are on the ballot for the summer. And all of this information can be found on the city's website. And if you have any questions about absentee voting or in-person voting or the ballot itself, please feel free to call the clerk's office at City Hall, and all the wonderful clerks will be happy to help.
So can people who need an absentee ballot, Sarah, go to ellsworthmaine.gov and request one there?
Yes, you absolutely can. And you can go and vote early also at City Hall.
And can you see the sample ballot? Because I know a lot of times people will ask me, well, what are the questions I don't know? And that they want to, people won't have a chance to look at it. And they don't want to wait till the day they go, or a lot of places will put them on a door or something you can look at. They want to have time to think about it.
Right.
Absolutely. And do some research and understand how you stand on a particular issue or item on the ballot. All of that is available online. The specimen ballots are on there, but they're also posted at City Hall.
Awesome.
All right. ellsworthmaine.gov/elections to find out more about that. And coming up when City Scene continues, we'll be talking with Sarah about capital improvements. That's next. On Star 97.7.
It's all brought to you by Downey's Graphics and Printing here in Ellsworth.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
And it's presented by Downey's Graphics and Printing, where service and quality matter. And when you need quality, let me tell you, they go above and beyond. There was one time we had rack cards made. I loved them. Dom looked at it and said, I don't like the way that came out. Let me redo them. I'm like, no, these are great. Nope, redoing it because I don't think it's right. They're always looking out for you. And if there's anything wrong, they fix it before you even notice it.
That doesn't happen everywhere,
no.
But it happens at Downey's Graphics and Printing, where service and quality matter. We have Sarah Devlin with us in the studio, Ellsworth Deputy City Manager. Big topic this time with a lot of moving parts, Ellsworth's capital improvement efforts.
Yes. So over the past year, I have been really focused on the development of our capital improvement plan. And this plan really is an inventory of all the city assets, our rolling stock, our buildings, our parks, our sidewalks, our roads.
Everything.
Really
everything.
Literally everything.
It's part of the plan, right?
Yeah, yeah. And as you can imagine, this was a kind of a group effort from all the department heads, as they know their stock and their assets much better than I, but it's been a lot of learning of what the city has and what the city needs. So we did an inventory of all the assets. We evaluated them, all the assets, to establish when replacement might be needed. And now we're going to be moving into developing some financial planning about how we can approach that. Because as we have learned in this plan, doing nothing, there's a cost to that.
Yeah, it adds
and
up.
Yes, and it's only going to compile. So ticking these things off, there is 220 assets identified that we currently have that are going to need to be repaired or replaced at some time in the next 10 years.
Wow.
So we really have to work on prioritizing those. So over the next couple months, the council will be really rolling up their sleeves and looking at how staff prioritize them and see if they agree with that methodology, and then looking at how we can be thoughtful about how to fund these in the future, whether it be through grants, through bonds, through other unique avenues for financing these plans. And as I mentioned last time I was here, Ellsworth is a growing city. So we have to really think about how we preserve what we have, but also invest for our growing city. So this plan is going to help us do that.
All right.
Awesome.
Sarah, great to have you with us today. Come back anytime.
Yeah. I can't wait to come back. It's always great to start my day here.
Awesome.
Sarah Devlin is Deputy City Manager for the City of Ellsworth. And this has been City Scene, brought to you by Downeast Graphics and Printing, Washington Junction Road in Ellsworth on Star 97.7.